Qualcomm announces Snapdragon 888 Plus, plugs millimeter wave 5G at MWC, by Sasha Segan in PC Magazine on June 28th. The theme is fast, as Qualcomm speeds up its flagship chipset and tries to promote the fastest form of 5G. Continued 5G rollouts will impact virtually every industry and add trillions in GDP, incoming Qualcomm CEO Cristiano Amon said at a virtual keynote at Mobile World Congress today. He announced a new flagship chipset, the Snapdragon 888 Plus, promoted millimeter wave 5G, and announced some new back-end network equipment in a brief but wide-ranging presentation. The Snapdragon 888 Plus is what most of our readers are going to care about. It's very similar to the existing Snapdragon 888, but with its prime core bumped from 2.84 GHz up to 3 GHz and a better AI engine with 20% faster performance, according to Qualcomm. The new chipset will be used in an upcoming Asus ROG phone, the Honor Magic 3, and phones by Motorola, Vivo, and Xiaomi, starting in Q3 2021. We've been excited by the impressive success of Snapdragon 888 with more than 130 design wins, and now the experience is about to get even better, Amon said. The new chip fuses profoundly intelligent entertainment experiences with AI. Qualcomm has put out a plus version of its flagship chipsets each year since 2019. Last year's Samsung Galaxy Note Ultra featured the 865 Plus, which opens up the possibility that Samsung's next round of premium phones, rumored to be coming in August, will have the 888 Plus on board. Maximizing millimeter wave. Amon also spent time plugging millimeter wave, the fastest form of 5G, while Qualcomm's competitors, most notably MediaTek and Huawei, are heavily selling sub-6 GHz 5G solutions, Qualcomm is still ahead on the millimeter wave products that it has been touting for years now. But millimeter wave is in a tough position. For more than 2 years after Verizon launched its pre-5G millimeter wave solution in late 2018, and although all three U.S. carriers say they're investing in it, it still doesn't cover many Americans. I tested and speculated about millimeter wave solutions on a recent trip to the Jersey Shore, but the nationwide buildouts are going slowly. Combining millimeter wave downlink with sub-6 uplink, a feature present in the latest Galaxy phones and in the upcoming iPhone 13, will help, Amon said. And when China launches millimeter wave around the 2022 Winter Olympic Games, that will supercharge the equipment market. We're going to see more markets launch and more coverage becoming perceived by users towards the end of 21, and that will continue in 22, he said. But when we said earlier in this transition that Qualcomm moved the devices ahead of the network, we weren't kidding. Qualcomm's press release for MWC notably includes quotes not from Verizon, the major proponent of millimeter wave in the U.S., but from AT&T and U.S. Cellular. AT&T, especially, hasn't discussed its millimeter wave rollout publicly recently and has never offered a map of where it has coverage, so the public support here is notable. AT&T is using millimeter wave to bring super fast speeds and enhanced connectivity to high traffic venues such as stadiums, arenas, airports, entertainment districts, and campuses, said Jeff Howard, VP of AT&T's mobile device portfolio. Currently, AT&T 5G, our name for Millimeter Wave 5G, is available in parts of 38 cities and in more than 20 venues across the country. By the end of 2021, AT&T expects 5G Plus will be available in parts of more than 40 cities and to more than 40 venues across the country. Excitement for Windows 11. Aman touched briefly on Microsoft's 11 launch, saying it has a lot of opportunity for Qualcomm. Windows 11 will run Android apps as well as Windows apps. Qualcomm has worked with Microsoft for several years now on versions of Windows for its chipsets, but sales haven't been huge so far. Android apps are typically natively compiled for Qualcomm's ARM system as opposed to Intel's x86 system, though, giving Qualcomm a leg up with the new app library. Look at that Microsoft Windows announcement with an Amazon App Store running Android apps, he said. You can't watch the Windows 11 launch and not think about what Qualcomm can do.